from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum in this morning's opening hour, we'll spend our first half hour discussing Measure J on the June 8th ballot in Santa Clara. Voters there will decide if they want to invest into the building of another National Football League stadium for the 49ers. We'll hear from both sides. And then at 9:30, also as part of our ongoing election coverage, Los Angeles City Council member Janice Hahn will join us. Along with San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, she seeks the Democratic nomination to run for the job of California's next lieutenant governor. Forum is next with your calls, emails, and online questions and comments after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's forum. In this opening half-hour segment, we discuss a measure which faces voters in Santa Clara next week, Measure J, which would invest some $493 million into the construction of a new $937 million, 68,500-seat National Football League stadium for the San Francisco 49ers to be built in a parking lot next to Great America. Those in favor, for the most part, argue that a new stadium will bring much-needed revenue and jobs, while those opposed argue that such a project would be fiscally irresponsible and wind up costing the area's taxpayers. We're going to take up the debate in this first half hour, and we have a couple of guests who are joining us from Santa Clara. The mayor of Santa Clara, Patricia Mahan, is with us, and she supports Measure J. Good morning, Mayor Mahan.
Good morning.
Let me also say good morning to Will Kennedy, who is a Santa Clara City Councilman who is opposed to Measure J, and we welcome you to the program. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you both. And Mayor Mahan, we generally always begin with those who are on the positive side. As I said, largely what I'm hearing from those who are in support of Measure J is jobs, revenue, much needed on both scores, and they will be indeed brought with this measure into fruition.
Yes, that's true. I mean, that's why I'm supporting Measure J. It's really about what the benefits are directly to the city of Santa Clara in terms of, you know, guaranteed ground rent, in terms of increased sales tax, hotel tax, all of those things that are going to be an economic stimulus to our community.
And this is going to be a green stadium, I'm reading.
Yes, it is. They are going to build it to LEED standards. And in fact, since there is no LEED certification for stadiums, they'll be actually leading the way. And setting new standards for green buildings as far as stadiums are concerned.
And it'll be a year-round facility?
Yes, it will be. The stadium, once it's built, will be owned by the city of Santa Clara. So in addition to the 10 49er games, the city will have the availability for that facility to be used for a number of other kinds of events, things like World Cup soccer, things like a Super Bowl, things like concerts and other kinds of revenue-generating events for the city.
Can you have a Super Bowl? I thought you'd need a 70-some thousand stadium for a Super Bowl.
The stadium is configured in a way that seats can be added for a Super Bowl, and the NFL has come out officially and said that they will endorse the idea of having a Super Bowl at the Santa Clara Stadium.
So you're going to get some much-needed revenue, as you see it, for schools, for libraries, for seniors, for all the things that need money.
That's right.
And Will Kennedy, what's wrong with that?
Well, we did a pretty extensive economic analysis, and by we, I mean the city's consultants, during the two- or three-year process when we were studying this, and we simply added up all of the revenues that the mayor just mentioned, and we looked at all of the costs, and unfortunately, the costs came out significantly more than what the revenues were. So the project as a whole shows not a low return on value, but actually a negative return on value. One of the consequences of this relates to our city's general fund, from which we pay our police, our fire, our libraries, etc. And what the finding was, and this is right in the city's report, is that if we did no stadium, we would end up with $67 million net in today's dollars, compared to if we did do the stadium. So that $67 million loss is about enough money to run the city's general fund for about 5 months. I think every project, every business in this city creates jobs, and at the beginning there's construction jobs, and thereafter there's regular paid jobs. but those other businesses don't ask us to write a check, and they don't ask to manage their building. So this is really a different kind of project, and it might be worth it if it showed a positive return on value, but given that it's negative, I couldn't support it.
How are the supporters then saying there will be no city taxes and no general fund money? Maybe I ask you, Mayor Mahan, how are you making that argument?
There are, because it's not. I mean, it simply is not. There are no general fund impacts. There's no use of general fund money. There's no obligation to our general fund. That's written into the law. As far as...
Well, what about the $67 million we just heard from Will Kennedy about?
Well, there is no loss to our general fund. The city will be paid that amount of money from its redevelopment agency. It's simply that this money will come back to us perhaps in a longer period of time, but the city is going to get paid back all the money that is owed from the redevelopment agency. So there is no loss. That's why our city manager is supporting this deal. That's why she recommended to the city council that we go forward with this deal. That's why the supermajority of the council does support it. That's why our chief of police is supporting it. We all know that there's no loss to our general fund. And far from managing their building, the city is actually going to own this stadium. So we are actually putting in a very small investment, just a little over 8%, for a building that will be worth almost $1 billion that the city will own. So there is no loss to the city's general fund. And as far as the costs, the cost to the city is far, far less than the expense of the building. As I say, we're investing less than 9%, a little over 8%, to get a building worth almost $1 billion.
Well, we get complete disagreement here from you, Will Kennedy, obviously.
Well, that's right, and there's a couple ways you could fund a stadium. One is you could create a new tax, take that money and send it to the stadium. Another is take taxes that are already being paid or funds that we already have and send it to the stadium, and that's what's being done. The money that... The loss of the general fund is money that would have gone to the general fund, but instead is being diverted to the stadium. And that's redevelopment money that we're talking about. The debt that the mayor just mentioned is a little bit tricky, but basically what happens is there's a debt that the redevelopment agency owes to the general fund. And it is true that debt gets paid regardless of whether there's a stadium. But the problem is, with no stadium, we would have two large flows of money coming into the general fund. One would be repayment of that debt from the tax increment from the redevelopment zone, and one would be the revenues from the various leases that the city has. The city owns a lot of land, and we collect those leases. With the stadium, we will lose one of those. We will lose the tax increment, and that is $67 million. If there was no $67 million loss, then the city report, and specifically slide 48 of the city report, could not say what it says, which is basically that we would be $67 million better off with no stadium.
Well, this isn't the only thing that there's disagreement on. I mean, for example, when we're talking about jobs, aren't those opposed to Jay saying that few of those jobs will go to people who are from or living in Santa Clara? And you're also saying that, in addition, the traffic plan and the transit plan, which has been blueprinted by the supporters of Jay, and I mean, it has been highlighted as being really very favorable by the supporters of Jay, you're saying is going to create gridlock and a parking nightmare. I mean, there's wide disagreement here, obviously.
Well, yeah, there's wide disagreement on a number of issues. In addition to those that you mentioned, all of the numbers I've been talking about assumes that there's no surprises down the line where the city has to put out money that it's not expecting to right now. But I think there's a possibility that that could happen. And this relates to the provision about paying operations and maintenance costs. The way the agreement reads is that the 49ers only have to pay whatever operations and maintenance costs which they believe are reasonable. And they have complete discretion in this. The city cannot question their judgment. We have to get their approval on the yearly budget.
I'm glad you brought that up, Councilman Kennedy, because the Mercury News, which supports Proposition J, Measure J, has expressed real concern over maintenance. So, Mayor Mahan, can I get you on record about the concern about maintenance?
The stadium Stadium Authority is going to be setting aside money every budget year for capital improvements. The 49ers and the city are committed to making this a state-of-the-art facility and keeping it a state-of-the-art facility. We will have in the budget sufficient funding to make sure that it stays that way. This will come from stadium revenue, so the stadium will pay for itself. If for any reason the stadium doesn't pay for itself, the 49ers have guaranteed to make up any shortfall. So again, there's no impact to our city's general fund, no use of our city's general fund, no risk to our city. And as far as the redevelopment money is concerned, it's really a matter of use it or lose it. We know that the state of California every year is taking money now from our redevelopment agencies all over the state. If we don't have a project identified, this $67 million so-called loss, which is highly speculative, which is a projected number, it's not like it's money in the bank somewhere, there is a good chance that the state will continue to take that money unless we have a use for it. And there is no other project proposed right now other than the stadium.
But you're you're also projecting money based on stadium naming sales and concessions and all of that. I mean, a lot of that's very speculative. Personal seats, licenses.
But you know what's different about this deal from any other in the nation? The 49ers have agreed that the Stadium Authority gets part of that. So all of that revenue comes into the Stadium Authority, and we get to share in that. If it's not enough, the risk is on the 49ers. The city will not have to make up any shortfall. The 49ers will.
All right, I'm going to open phone lines now and invite listeners to join us because this is a half-hour segment. So if you want to weigh in on what you think about the 49ers moving to Santa Clara, a stadium being built in Santa Clara down in Silicon Valley, some thoughts. Pro or con, we welcome your thoughts, and we welcome you expressing yourself either with questions or comments. You can join us toll-free. It's 866-733-6786. Again, that toll-free number is available to you. It's 866-733-6786, or you can send an email to forum@kqed.org, or you can post a question or comment by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment. I want to bring up one other point with you, Will Kennedy, before we bring in any callers.
Sure.
And that is the concern expressed by another one of your fellow council members, Janice McLeod, who is opposed like you. Her concern was with the process. She said, you know, you had a number of years here, a couple million for consultants, 75 meetings behind closed doors, and the language was changed. And she expressed some real deep concern about that.
Well, yeah, I do share those concerns. What voters will actually be voting on is a ballot question. It's, I think, a 75-word question that they answer yes or no. And that wording was derived by the City Council, which as a whole favors the project. And I have concerns because there's nothing in that language where a voter would really have an idea of what the costs were. And I think that's the same. I think that we should have done a better job of trying to lay out both sides of the issue. But what you'll find in that ballot question is really only favorable things about the stadium.
Well, let me go to
Actually,
go ahead, Mayor.
They're not voting on a ballot question. They're voting on the actual ordinance. They're voting on the law that will bind the city. That's why it's a binding vote. That's why no future city council can change these terms. And the ordinance itself said there is no use of general funds, no taxes, no tax increase, no rate increase. It's all in the law. So though they're not voting on a ballot question. This is not an advisory vote. This is a vote on the actual ordinance that will guide this project going forward.
And you say what, Will Kennedy?
Well, what most people will see, what many voters will see, is that ballot question. Now, hopefully, many voters will read all of the materials, which are many, many pages. But that question and the way it's worded is very, very important in terms of determining the output. And that's why it was such a hotly contested issue in Santa Clara.
And this question was brought to Superior Court by an opponent. And you know what? The judge found every word to be true, did not change a word of the ballot question.
Well, we're going to have to let this stand for now because I want to bring our callers in and find out what you, our callers, have to say. And Robert, you're first up from Santa Clara. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a 20-year resident of Santa Clara. I understand that the recently opened Dallas Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, Texas, required a city sales tax increase of 0.5%. What can Santa Clara residents expect as far as increased sales and or property taxes are concerned if the stadium project's approved?
No, Patricia Mahan?
No new taxes. It's written into the law. All a voter has to do is read the ordinance. It says there will be no new taxes. It's the guiding principle we agreed to up front between the 49ers and the city. We've stuck to it all along. There will not be any city taxes levied.
I'm reading your lips, Mayor, but I'm also reading an email here from a listener who says, and what about the operation of the stadium after it's built? What happens if there's a budget shortfall? Who will bear the cost?
The 49ers. It's in the ordinance.
Okay, let me get some more callers on here. Hondo from Oakland. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm wondering why the 49ers and Raiders aren't getting together on a stadium somewhere in West Oakland, so each team has a backdrop of their cities, and it's a good thing for the Bay Area, and I'll take my my comment and question off the air.
Okay. Well, Will Kennedy, why did the 49ers go to Santa Clara? Can you give us a little bit of the genesis of that?
Well, that's something that I don't really have information on in terms of why they chose Santa Clara as opposed to Oakland. But their training facility is in Santa Clara. They have a very good lease deal in Santa Clara for their training facility, and maybe they thought that they could work a similar arrangement for the stadium itself.
Mayor Mahan, can you shed any light on this?
The 49ers have been a business partner in the city of Santa Clara for more than 20 years. They moved their training camp and headquarters down here in 1988. They love this city. They love the site. When the commissioner of football came out 3 years ago to look at the site, we brought him up onto the Sky Tower at Great America, which gave him a 360 view, bird's eye view. He said, this is a no-brainer. They have the infrastructure there. Light rail stops right in front of the stadium site. Caltrain comes right up with, and there's an easy connection to the stadium. The A train stops on the edge of the parking lot. There's 8-lane thoroughfares throughout. There's something like 25 interchanges to get to the freeways, on and off the freeways within a half-mile radius of the stadium. There's 40,000 unused parking places within a half-mile walking distance of the stadium. The infrastructure is there. It's a perfect site for the stadium. In fact, it was planned for a sports venue 30 years ago when we formed the redevelopment agency in that north of Bayshore area.
Mayor, it makes it sound, Will Kennedy, like it's ideal.
Well, the problem is the financials. And as I said, we looked at these very carefully. We had a city consultant, and it just came out as a negative return on value or negative return on investment. Again, assuming no surprises, which I think there could be, going back to the point of the budget, yes, the 49ers balanced the budget, but the problem is what people have to realize is the 49ers determine what that budget is, and they put into it what they want to put into it, and the city has no meaningful way of challenging their decisions as to how much operations and maintenance costs they will pay.
Here's a Santa Clara listener who is on your side, Will Kennedy. Erlinda writes, the voice of the people who are opposed to the stadium is being strangled by the multi-million-dollar campaign that the 49ers are financing for the pro side. They're trying to buy our votes, and that's wrong. Let me get more callers on here, and we'll get Jim on. Thank you for waiting, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. I have a philosophical problem with cities allowing a private enterprise to play one against the other. It seems to me that this is a betrayal of one city of their neighbor. And if regionally, it seems to me that it would be better to build up Candlestick and keep the existing infrastructure in place rather than allowing one city to steal a team from another city. Santa Clara, and 30 years down the line, what's to keep another city from then stealing the 49ers from them? Thanks, and I'll get my comments on.
Okay, and apropos again about why Santa Clara, the 49ers headquarters are in Santa Clara, and Mayor Mahan, what about surrounding cities, and what about the caller's notion that this is maybe a theft from another city, or it's stealing from another city?
You know, the 49ers are the Bay Area team. I am a 49er faithful. I first watched the 49ers play in Kezar Stadium. I go back that far. The majority of their season ticket holders, interestingly enough, are in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties. This is a Bay Area team. Their fans are throughout the Bay Area. It's important to keep them in the Bay Area. They came to us and asked us to look at building a stadium here in Santa Clara because it is in the perfect site to serve all of their fans. The ingress and egress is far superior to Candlestick and even more superior to Hunter's Point. So fans can get here easily. They can have a great fan game day experience. We have lots of surface parking lots for those tailgaters. It's just a perfect site. We have 8 major hotels within easy walking distance of the stadium. It is a perfect site for a game day experience, and that's what the 49ers are looking for. They're looking to make this, you know, a great place for fans to come and watch a game and have a great Sunday outing. And the weather, by the way, is a whole lot better, too.
Well, Councilman Kennedy, the enthusiasm of Mayor Mahan notwithstanding, what are your major objections other than the financial? I mean, we touched upon concern over traffic, I mentioned, and the concern over the jobs not being necessarily for Santa Clarans. Are those way up there in terms of also your reasons for opposition?
Well, I think it's more kind of a rebuttal to the marketing campaign that's going on in Santa Clara. The stadium is being sold as an economic stimulus package for the city. When you actually look at it, the city's economy grows by 1/1,000th as a result of this stadium. There's been a lot of talk about jobs. Only 6.5% of the construction jobs go to Santa Clarans, which boils down to 90 people. So for all of the hoopla that exists, when you actually look at the numbers, it's just not very much.
Well, let me go to another caller, and we'll go to the Santa Clara caller. Cynthia, join us. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Mayor. I live in the city of Santa Clara, and we've been closely, monitoring the Measure J votes. And the one thing that I'd like to ask to you, and of course the majority of the city council that supports Measure J, is that we've been told as citizens it will not have a negative impact financially on us. So my question to you is, would you be willing to give us personal guarantees just in case future costs arise related to the stadium, so that us as citizens will not be impacted and you guys are going to be, you know, financially responsible?
Well, I've got a sort of dovetailing email here, Mayor Mahan. This is another listener who writes, Santa Clara's mayor keeps repeating that it will not cost the city from the general fund, but offers nothing to back up this claim. She seems to put great faith in so-called assurances from the 49ers, a business that will not spend a dime more than the law requires. It comes off as though she has a hidden stake in this.
The guarantees are written into the law. I mean, that's where you get the guarantees, because they say there's no use of city's general fund. There are no taxes. There's no tax increases. It's written into the law. That's where the guarantees are. Those bind every future council members. I have no personal stake in this. I have my private law practice. I have no interest in working for the 49ers. So, you know, let's put that aside. I'm doing this because I love the city of Santa Clara. I see this as the way to move the city of Santa Clara forward. I see it as the fruition of our sports and entertainment zone, our convention center zone, that we started building 30 years ago. This is the culmination. This is the last piece to revitalize and make that area a vibrant destination point for the city of Santa Clara to bring in lots of funds, lots of revenue, lots of economic activity. So that's where you'll get your guarantees. It's right there in the law.
We're coming up on a break. I want to get a final word from you, Will Kennedy.
The term sheet does say no taxes, but I think that's a meaningless promise, because the project loses the city $67 million with no plan to replace that money. So if we do raise taxes, we're not going to say we're raising taxes because of the stadium. We'll just raise taxes because we need it for everything else. But it doesn't make any difference to the average taxpayer.
My thanks to Councilman Will Kennedy, Santa Clara City Councilman, and my thanks to Mayor Patricia Mahan, who is mayor of the city of Santa Clara. The voters will decide on Measure J on June 8th, and we'll talk to Janice Hahn, Los Angeles City Councilwoman who wants to be next lieutenant governor, when we return on Forum. I'm Michael Krasny.